Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's giveaway time. This one that you want is giveaway time. Alice is sending you to New York City to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden. That's right, the same place that Taylor's about to get married. You get to be in there, look around, see. Oh, I feel like I can smell Travis's aftershave that he wore to the big wedding.
Oh.
I don't know what you're looking to smell.
He's an aftershave guy, huh?
Doesn't he look like it? Kind of.
I'd say be careful. Don't bring your wife because, you know, Harry will just steal her.
That's true. Yeah.
All the ladies love Harry.
Yep. It's true.
Right, Bob?
I like Harry.
Yeah.
Do you think you're old enough for him, though? Like,
oh.
He likes him. Excuse him, a little older. How old Zoe Kravitz?
No idea.
She's probably pretty young, huh? He makes an exception for her, but who wouldn't?
She seems mature.
She does. And accomplished.
She's 37.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. How old's he? 25?
No, he's got to be older than that.
He's probably like 35.
Oh, boy. Well, now I got to look.
He's 32.
He's so much younger than I thought.
Well, they were just kids when One Direction was the thing.
Yeah, but so was I. I didn't know he was only 1 year older than me. Dang it. I should have been going after him.
Well, you still can. Look right now. Take the word perfect, P-E-R-F-E-C-T, and enter it in at RadioAlice.com, and you can shoot your shot at Madison Square Garden.
Listen to this.
October 3rd. I'm ready.
Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum called off their engagement and ended their 3-year relationship because they realized they were at different stages in life and grew apart. Sources indicate that the intense process of working closely together on the film Blink Twice, which was originally called something really cool, and then they changed it to Blink Twice. And
it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Because they changed the name.
Yeah, but wasn't it like a F-word island or?
P-word island.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyway, they rethought their long-term compatibility and decided to break up.
Mm.
And now she's with Harry Styles. She's had some good partners.
Yeah.
Big star partners, I should say. I don't know anything about them, really.
Well, listen, I don't know what their situation is now. Maybe you can go get them broken up. Go see Harry Styles in Madison Square Garden and take a shot at him. This hour's code word is perfect. Take the word perfect to RadioAlice.com and get it entered in there. You'll be in the running for a pair of sold out tickets for Harry Styles October 3rd at Madison Square Garden. This is such a great trip. We will fly you there, give you 2 nights in a hotel for you and a guest. The word is perfect. Take it to RadioAlice.com. Mason has another code word for you at 505, and it's Jane. One more at 505. Lots of chances to win. This hour's code word is perfect.
For the record, I'm not great at reading between the lines, but as I read between the lines, it looks like Zoe dumped Channing.
Courtesy of Columbia Records. Call or text us 800-400-3697 and email us anytime at sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. I have a couple things for you, Vin.
Okay.
The first one is, well, yesterday we talked a little about Olivia Rodrigo because she's pitching a Not even pitching. She's doing basically a love affair.
Mm-hmm.
But today I'm reading this thing where she's talking about feeling jealous of other women since she was young. And it's interesting because of the kind of competitive nature of the career she found herself in really young.
It's in her lyrics. She talks about being in the bed of a... anyway, it's in her lyrics. You can hear her. She discusses those feelings about other women and how...
But she talks about, in this interview, where she thinks it comes from.
Oh.
And it's about how competitive it is to be a Disney kid. They're like, they've literally said to her, we'll get another cute 12-year-old. This is what you're doing. We don't need your notes on this part.
Wow.
She says it's something she's felt intensely since she was young. And that other women can probably relate to it, too. She says when she was a Disney star, it became ingrained in her to see other young actresses as a threat. It's the sort of thing, if you don't want to do this, we'll get another cute little 12-year-old girl to do it. I think it was some weird programming in my brain that tripped that wire. I think it's not specific to my experience. It's a larger play against women. And as I got older, I realized more and more how some of my female friendships matter the most to me. And that intensity you get from them is so important. By the way, her record, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So In Love, hit a new milestone. She did not hit number one actually, I think she's the album itself hit number one on the Billboard 200. But on the Hot 100, she's not number one. Taylor did hold on to that. She doesn't have a song at number one, but she has 13, all 13 songs in the album are in the top 30 right now.
Oh, okay.
And it's worth mentioning, she's the only artist to have every song from the standard editions of her three albums reach the top 40 on the Hot 100. The only artist where every single song charted on every one of her records. She's also the fifth artist ever to have at least 10 songs in the top 20 at the same time, which is, I think, something we're going to see more and more of just because all people do is stream now. Doesn't it seem like every record that comes, every popular big record, Taylor comes out with a record, or Bruno Mars comes out with a record, or Drake, or, you know, whoever, like, the big deal is, because people are streaming this whole new album, every single song hits the charts. It's not like the olden days where you might never have heard these other songs.
It's I'm, you know, not to ruin your story, but it does feel worthless.
Mm.
Like the records are no longer
the charting
thing.
Doesn't it feel doesn't like
yeah.
a valid measure.
So she's the big next record and every song. Okay.
Right.
Whatever you say.
In other news about Olivia Rodrigo, she says all of the women on her Daisy Chain Fields festival lineup are playing for free. And they are saying that 100% of the net profits will be donated to all these. And I think I read the full list, but I see a couple on here. Baby to Baby and Planned Parenthood, female-focused nonprofits.
Great. I'm surprised to hear that, but that's great.
I know.
Yeah, one of the songs she sings about being in the bed where the ex-girlfriend was and her, she could never measure up to the ex-girlfriend because everyone likes her wherever she goes, and that's not me. And you just hear the lyrics and you think, that's
not just
pretty,
jealousy, insecurity.
It feels like insecurity. That's exactly what it's coming from. And I guess that makes sense that Disney put that in her with that type of attitude. You're not special. There's a line of children who want your job.
And we'll just give it to one of them.
Yeah, that's gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, I know. That's actually pretty sucky.
It is. Well, we were talking about this just recently about how, you know, when people write in, this is what we're offering up here is ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it isn't like at the bank where what I'm offering up is, you know, a deposit box that you can, or, you know, whatever my service is that I've been trained to supply to you. Like, when you're an actor or when you're a singer, when you're making art of any kind, like you're putting yourself out there in a way that hurts so much when someone says something mean about it. Like, everybody can be giving you all the accolades you want. It's that one voice.
Right.
And I think that that's a natural thing with humans in general, as we try to figure out our place in the world. You know, we don't want to, nobody wants to hear bad stuff, but imagine now you're pitted against all these. And look, she's successful. Like this, she's a chick
great.
Who made it. She did several shows. She's got a real career and she's insecure and jealous. And I think those are things everybody can relate to. And imagine now you're a little girl. Like, look at Honey Boo Boo doing all those pageants and stuff. Like, paste that smile on you. Drink your go-go juice. Come on, Honey Boo Boo. You got to make some money for the family. Otherwise, we ain't going to eat tonight. You better redneckinize.
Well, I wouldn't want to put my daughter loves the theater. She's enjoying doing plays.
Auditions are brutal.
It's all for fun. And I wouldn't want to put her living on it.
Right. Or your living on it.
Right. Well, I wouldn't.
Well, there are parents who do.
I know.
Sad but true.
But all right. Olivia's made it through and she's a superstar.
She is a superstar. There's no question. You hear all those records she broke? The new records that can be broken.
Well, forget
because of
about
streaming.
That. I saw her at the Chase Center and she pulled off a stadium show.
Incredible.
Like she's only going to get bigger. Right. Yeah. She's three records in and she pulled off a gigantic show and everybody was into it.
Known her. She's because I love that she swears and says nasty things on her records. She won't do an Eras tour. She'll do periods. Thank you.
Very well done.
Thanks. It'll be good.
We don't have a drum hit anywhere, huh? There we go. That was...
for my next period. Okay, so I'm looking at Billboard Hot 100. Number one is I Knew It. I Knew You. 2 weeks in a row, it's number one. I fully expected that, too. But people love it. Look at Vinny. Vinny's all he does is stream this song at his house.
I love this song. And the more I've thought about it, that moment in Toy Story, is it 2? With Sarah McLachlan song. So that good. Was such a moment to try and do it again with this song. Wouldn't have been fair to either artist.
Right.
So I'm glad they waited.
They didn't. Right.
Because there's the tree swing and there's the place where the memories happened from the first song. And they don't do it.
No, it's very sweet.
But shortly thereafter, the new song comes on as their credits roll.
Number two is Ella Langley hanging in there, Choosing Texas. Number three is the first new song from Olivia Rodrigo's record. It's Stupid Song. Drop Dead, which I think debuted at number one. That was like a single that she put out not that long ago. I guess it's been on the charts about 9 weeks. That's at number four. Another Olivia Rodrigo. Be Her, Ella Langley's at number five. The Cure, the name of the song is The Cure. It's a song by Olivia Rodrigo. That is at number six. Janice, STFU, that's Drake at number seven. Hate That I Made You Love Me, Ariana Grande at number eight. Olivia Rodrigo, Honeybee, is at number nine. This is Honeybee. Pretty. Number 10 is Olivia Dean's Man I Need. So it looks like they pushed So It's So Easy down. That's at number 13. And most of the teens here look, there's a picture of Olivia Rodrigo in each of those slots. With the exception of Dracula, that's the Tame Impala and Jenny song at number 18. There's another Ella Langley song in there, So Easy to Fall in Love at 13. And Bruno Mars, I Just Might at number 11. So she is eating up the charts there. Taylor performed at last night's Tight End University event.
She did?
Yes.
She grabbed a guitar and just let one rip.
She didn't even have to grab a guitar. They had a lineup of people. It was a bunch of country stars. Let's see. The spotlight is really on them at this year's Tight End University. So Travis Kelce is a NFL tight end, and he is the co-founder of this Tight End University. And this is a place where tight ends from the NFL, and I guess their families, can all come and have like a mini camp where they've learned skills from all the other guys. And, you know, there's a lot of butt slapping and just a good time for all. And Taylor is, of course, the most famous singer in the whole wide world. And so she jumped up on stage. And I was looking at the videos aren't on here. They're not loading right now. But there were all kinds of people who were performing at this thing. And she jumped up with them. Lainey Wilson, Kane Brown, Dan and Shay, Chase Rice. And she got up on stage to do Love Story to close out the show.
Here it is.
Oh, great. And she walks on. And everyone goes, oh, my God. I can't believe it. Got a cute dress on. It's like a asymmetrical. Yeah, Vinny, your hands up.
Chase Rice is an American country music singer, songwriter, and reality television personality. He first came to prominence in 2010 when he was a contestant on Survivor Nicaragua.
Where he was runner-up to Fabio. I don't remember.
I don't think I was watching this time.
There was a bit of a dip there. Let's have a look at him.
Good-looking guy.
Yeah, I guess he looks familiar. I remember one year, like some, maybe Fabio was a porn star that, wasn't there like a guy who was like, yeah, I work in porn. And he wound up winning.
I have no memory of that. But
I think
I will
seasons
look up
like
Fabio.
5 through 12, they sort of went down a hole and then they started picking the game back up and they started adding all kinds of new stuff to it and they saved Survivor. Anyway, if you were lucky enough to be at Tight End University last night, you got to see Taylor just run up on stage and take over.
Who was on stage with her?
That looks like, to me, that looked like Lainey Wilson.
I thought it was Lainey Wilson.
Okay, I can't keep them straight. Ella Langley, Lainey, they're all the same to me. No offense.
No. I'm not offended.
She really should have.
It is Lainey.
She should not have been up there. It was kind of awkward.
Yeah,
they
just
weren't doing a duet or anything. It was
Taylor was just like, I'm here. It's my era now.
Right. Taylor
it's my
really
period.
Took over the stage, and I didn't think Lainey did a great job matching her energy or providing really anything. Again, no offense.
Yeah, none. Certainly none taken from this room.
Here's where they start getting together.
Oh.
Taylor barely acknowledges her the entire song.
Well.
Oh, I guess she's taking the next verse.
You know, bands, when people have music in common, I do think they try to be, you know, like jamming is a thing.
And there's an etiquette to it. Like you don't just close your eyes and scream into a microphone. You got to be ready to hand it off to somebody else. I feel like that was not uninvolved. I felt like they were involved. She took the next verse, it sounds like. They sang
the
chorus together.
Okay. In
the
video I saw, I did not see her turn it over. So I'll take it back. But I think I watched like a 2-minute clip and it was.
Oh yeah, this is only 118.
Taylor doing the whole stage.
She was, when she came out, it was like, this is my stage. Oh, there's some lady standing there.
Right.
What's weird to me is that she would even go up there. Like I would, but that's a musician thing where you're like, well, of course I want. Give me the mic. I'm going.
I've had 4 drinks. I'm definitely ready to sing.
But to me, for her, there's only one person up there that has anything to lose, and it's Taylor, and that's world dominance. Like she's at the top of her field. She doesn't need to be 4 drinks in and doing some barroom, you know.
Yeah, it worked out for her. Sounds great. And by the way, the whole crowd was singing.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't even hear her. It's like, everybody shut up. Let her sing.
She likes to support her boyfriend's projects.
Ah. Yeah. Well, she's a nice lady.
She's a great partner.
All right, what's coming up?
Tons of stuff, but most importantly, joy.
Oh.
After these.
Something. Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
Hey. All morning.
Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Pride Month tonight at the Punchline in SF at 7:30. Up-and-coming comedians hoping for a career. And Scott Capurro is just the guy to give it to them. Also, on Saturday, our big Pride event, Drag Me to Brunch. You can still buy your tickets to join us at the WSF. Just go to RadioAlice.com and get all the details.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Support is brought to you by Bob's Movie Club.
Bob's
6 a.m. Thursday. Join us for Bob's Movie Club. This week, the movie is one of Vinny's favorites, Get Shorty. Check out Get Shorty on Prime or Tubi and join the discussion for Bob's Movie Club.
First thing tomorrow morning.
I started it today. I started
it
last night and was pleasantly like, whew, I haven't seen it since it came out. And so I really was worried. Like, I remember liking it.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote it down. But I wasn't sure if I just.
The last 5 minutes of that movie.
Terrible.
No.
Oh.
I'm not even going to say what I think.
Because we're going to talk about it tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Oh, right. Yes. Bob's Movie Club is tomorrow. The last 5 minutes, though, you have something to say about that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad to hear it. By the way, our guy who is a big Taylor Swift fan, his name's Eddie. He used to work on the station with us, and, you know, we've moved since, and he started, you know, he needed to make money, I guess. But he's a huge Taylor Swift fan. He always gives us the dirt on Taylor. He wrote in and said, there's this really cute part of Taylor singing at the Tight End show where she shows off her ring as she sings, he knelt to the ground and pulled out a ring.
Oh,
and she goes like this. Yeah. So
the Eddie liked that part of her performance at the Tight End show.
So adorable.
You didn't notice that, or did you notice?
No, I think I saw it.
Oh. All right.
It seemed like she was moving her hand around a lot to catch the light. Well, I guess it would have been this
one. It was the heiress choreography.
I have a question.
Yes.
Bob, since your husband sang to you, well, at the time, he was not your husband. He was your boyfriend. And then he sang to you and proposed. Is there any chance you'll be doing a song at your wedding to sort of match him in performances for each other?
No.
You don't want to sing a song to him?
I don't think so.
Oh. Would you be okay with him doing another song, like, during the ceremony?
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Like a little stop down where he does all the verses and all the choruses and the bridge from whatever song he chooses? Right.
I really don't think that's going to happen.
What if he did a flash mob and sang?
And danced.
Yeah, and danced in the aisle with a flash mob.
That would be something.
So you are for this?
That seemed like a yes vote to me.
For what?
The flash mob!
I mean, I think flash mobs were killed too soon.
Mm.
So you're for this?
I don't think my wedding needs a flash mob.
Oh. Are you for him doing a song to you? Like
heartfelt.
As people write their own vows, would it be okay for him to walk over to the keyboard and lay a number on you?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh. You really are being very political in your answers. I don't like it.
Well, I'm trying to be nicer to him. You guys are always on my case.
Well, yeah. You're mean to him.
He hasn't been practicing the keyboard. There's no chance that's happening.
Today is National Day of Joy.
Oh. I hope my friend Joy has a great day. Then.
Well, or just, you know, joy.
It's the day of.
You should have joy in your life.
Yeah. So far, had a pretty joyful day, Vin.
I also have enjoyed today. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm bummed that my boy lost.
Yeah, but it was a good showing on both sides. It was a fun game. Plus, he needs to immobilize that shoulder. I mean, I was really afraid I was going to hurt him.
I didn't know he was locked in like that. Mm. I knew he had had surgery, but it's been weeks. So I thought he was going
to
be
a little
more. He has
to hold that little knob right there, too.
It's one of the things that's wrong with shoulder surgery is they say they got to lock it in, but then sometimes people get, I think it's called frozen shoulder, and then they can't unlock it. And it's just almost another injury.
Mm.
Because I had a shoulder problem and went, I just want to go get it fixed. And everyone I talked to said, don't. Are you nuts?
Go for the cortisone. What is it?
I did two cortisone shots and rehabbed it and gave it time, which was part of it.
Right.
I didn't want to do that. But when everyone started saying, you'll be bummed. They can't promise you that it will be the same.
I think that's when you put it so perfectly about how boring chronic pain can be. And I've just always, like, now whenever I have, like, you know, the things that bother me, people have these things that bother them. Like, I always think about that. Like, it's so boring. Enough of this already. It's boring.
Yeah.
You just want to get it fixed, but it takes patience.
That's what it was, though. I was like, well, let's just go get, you know.
Let's go have the arm cut off. What?
Let's do the work.
Right.
But it's not It's not a lock. It's not a guarantee. Anyway, the USA plays tomorrow in LA versus Turkey at 7 p.m. game time. So, go America. It's tomorrow. This is one of the things that the internet is good for.
Oh.
The internet is, I mean, I personally love it for our show prep.
Oh my God.
I use it for this radio show.
Remember how hard it used to be to like gather stories and cut and paste things?
Literally
cut things out of magazines mm-hmm. and tape them to paper. Oh.
Every day I use it for this job. So I want to make sure I'm showing proper appreciation and understanding for how important it is in my life. Also, after when that's done, I realize, you know, it's great for researching something you want to buy.
Yeah.
Great for it.
Mm-hmm.
But often I find myself going, I guess I'm done. Like, I really don't have anything. Once I've done my show prep, if I don't have anything I need to buy, I look at it and I'm like, all right, I can turn you off now.
Right.
I don't have anything to do with you.
Sometimes I play solitaire on my
laptop. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
A woman in Chicago posted a funny video last month inviting anyone to join a picnic for her birthday.
Oh, how nice.
The
how
invite,
old was she being?
It doesn't say, but the invite, how old was she being?
I don't know.
The invite
at your age.
Well,
I don't know why I said it like that.
We're live. It happens.
It does.
Believe me. Mm. Sometimes a couple words together will make me just slur. I'm a Dollarita Steve.
Right.
I'm like, what happened to me?
Too many Dollaritas.
Those letters together just ended that way for me. Anyway.
I was just slamming some Dollaritas.
By the way, they're back, everyone, in July. Good news.
Well, now that they've got a new spokesperson.
And the great news is I didn't put it together, but they're a dollar.
I know it says that. You know, you're a pretty clever guy most of the time.
I didn't think about it. It didn't even occur to me.
Did you think they were for dolls?
I don't know. I did not put like they any were served thought in a baby into bottle? It at all.
Mm.
The invite went viral and more than 100 strangers showed up to a park in Chicago for this lady's picnic for her birthday. She said some people even came from other states. Which isn't fair because some states you cross right over the border and it's not that far.
Right.
Like in California, it takes forever to get to another state.
It does. We're really far from any other state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you're really down at the very.
When I lived in Philadelphia, I made a wrong turn and was in Jersey.
And there is no way back. I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but once you leave Pennsylvania for Jersey, you can't get back.
Yeah.
It is near impossible.
Yep. Luckily, some nice young men at the Wawa an hour later were like, yeah, you're going the wrong way. You want to get back on the... I was just like, oh my God.
When you cross the river, you're home.
I can't believe you guys used to do stuff without GPS. That of all the things we have now... that we didn't used to have. That's the
GPS.
One where
yeah.
I would be dead for sure.
Yeah.
I'd be lost.
It's funny. You don't know how bad you have it until the thing that fixes everything comes along.
Listen to this. Speaking of the Philly adventure, I think it was my last day of work in San Diego at the station I worked at, Rock 105. And my engineer who comes in every morning had come in and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be leaving, you know, in a couple days. I got to drive across the country and I got to figure out. And he goes, no, you don't. It's you take the 15 to the 80 and you go east and it'll take you there. And I was like, great. And that's what I did.
Those were his. That was the entirety
no
of his
maps
directions.
With me, no. What was the Thomas Brother guide with people lived and died by? I didn't
Thomas
have that.
Guy.
I didn't have them. I just. Took the 80 east.
And then what'd you do? Call us? Like, can someone meet me here on the 80?
No. No, I remember pulling up to the station and walking. I got later.
You must have gotten a map somewhere.
Yeah,
you got into Pennsylvania.
Because
like,
I realized, right. Like, I am crossing the country with no help.
Mm.
Nothing. So I did
That's
have
just
to
how
get something.
That was how we did it.
Yeah. But no, I walked into the station without having talked to you guys that day, and I had shaved my head, and you guys
were like, "Who's this guy?"
Yeah, and I went, "I don't know. I just
reporting for duty
across the country to be here to work with you guys."
He would call us each morning. We'd get on the air, and Vinny would call in, and he would tell us about whatever. Unbelievable adventure he'd had the night before. Like the it was Lyle or Kyle, and you barfed in your lap, but then you didn't pull over to like clean yourself up.
This story, this is a true story. The guy that I met at a truck stop when I was taking a break gave me something called snuff. He said, this will help you stay awake. But what snuff is it's like chewing tobacco, but it's a powder. Powdered. And so he gave it to me, and I was embarrassed that it spread all over my tongue, and I already was like gagging on it. It was like a powder.
Huh.
And it just went all over my mouth, and I just was like, and I got in my truck and started to drive away and started, well, I dry heaved until I actually barked.
Oh.
Right on me.
And then what? Nothing. And keep going.
No, I took the clothes off while I drove.
What'd you do, throw them out the window?
No, I just took the clothes off and drove, because I was alone in Montana or Wyoming, wherever I was.
It might have been Nebraska.
Wherever I was.
Somewhere. Oh, middle America. Right, exactly.
I had a lot of miles to get to and didn't have time to fool around with my embarrassed.
And it was August. He didn't realize that it rains everywhere in the country except California all summer long. And didn't the back of your truck fill with all the water? Like all your stuff was soaked. And
I drove across the country with a futon and a beach cruiser. For some reason, I thought I'd need my bike. I don't know what the.
It's like you held it all down with one thing you were going to sleep. You know, the sponge that you put on the top of the pile.
It was a sponge. By the time I got there, it was soaking. Oh, it was a nightmare.
Biking is a little more difficult in Pennsylvania.
But this is what you do when you're 26.
Yeah.
You go, see what happens. It's what I did, yes. And here I am.
Hi. All these years later.
Still to this day. Rocking a mic and
hanging out with you.
Living a good life. Anyway, now I'm out of time.
Yeah, let's play a game, shall we?
Yeah. Oh, well, no time for a text?
Sure, we have text time.
800-400-3697. There's Maddie, everyone. He's on the show.
I just want to thank somebody from the YouTube, FireDog2026, who noticed that I have been growing a mustache. Nobody that I work with has mentioned how beautiful this mustache is coming in.
Because it isn't beautiful. We've seen it. We're watching it.
I was just talking to you right there. And I took it all in and just left it.
I'm doing it for you.
It isn't real yet.
I love it.
It's scruffy.
I really want it to be a big one.
Well, it looks like it's going to be big.
Yeah, it looks good.
Multicolored.
All right. 831, talking about frozen shoulder. It's terrible, she says. Angela from the 831. And, that's it. Nothing else good.
Oh, boy.
They were, step it up, people, in the 9 o'clock hour.
In a crazy plot twist, I've decided who won today. It's me.
Yay!
What just happened?
I decided I won.
You did win.
I did. I feel like I haven't won anything for a while, so I've just declared myself the winner of today's show.
Yay, Sarah!
Wow.
I have. Hold on.
Next level, not being a hero. Look at you go.
Yeah, no, I am no hero. Here we go. Oh.
Did you forget to make a game?
I made a game. I looked at it and went, that's boring.
All right.
And then I decided, you know what? Me making the choice not to play the game is the win. Where is my song? Thank you. Okay.
Sarah wins the game.
Saracuda. All right. Thank you so much for listening today. Congratulations to Emily, who won for the Zillennials today. Deepak, thank you. Excellent effort. Almost every question was answered. It was incredible. Tomorrow on the show, first thing, Bob's Movie Club, 6 a.m. You have until then to watch Get Shorty and keep it here on Alice all day.
I just ask, can you please foreshadow just a little bit of your Get Shorty opinion?
I'm really excited to talk about the actors.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It was,
star-studded.
Star-studded.
And they're playing weird roles. I like it.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.